Welcome to the Lifeway Student Ministry Podcast. My name is John Paul Basham. We are without Ben Trueblood today, but we're going to be doing a segment that we do from time to time called a Student Pastor Hot Seat, and we're about to give a call to Travis McGirt from Bethany Baptist Church and see what he's got to say. So here we go. We're dialing it up.
Hello.
Travis, how's it going? This is John Paul from Lifeway Students.
Going great, John Paul. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, man. So let me get this right. Let me just make sure I'm saying your last name right. Is it McGirt? Is that how you say it?
McGirt. That's really close. McGirt. People get it wrong all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, McGirt.
Travis McGirt.
Yes.
Good deal. And you are? At Bethany Baptist Church in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. How long you been there?
I've been here a little over 4 years now.
Good deal. Where were you before coming to Bethany?
So I served at a church in Monroe, North Carolina, called Oakland Baptist Church, while I was finishing up undergrad at Wingate University. And I was there for a couple of years.
Okay, cool. Well, we've got you on a segment called the Student Pastor Hot Seat. And so if you're okay with it, I'd like to ask you some questions, and we'll just have some discussion around some of your answers to the questions.
Sure. Sounds great.
So here's the first one. What is your main focus in ministry right now?
So our main focus kind of kicking off in January, even going back to the summer of last year, has been just to look at what it looks like for us as a student ministry, as middle schoolers and high schoolers, to be outward focused. So the name of our youth group that I kind of inherited even when I came to Bethany was Unbound. And so the idea that we are not bound by where we meet for worship on Sundays or Wednesdays, but that we desire to carry out the Great Commission outside of these walls.
Yeah.
And so our main focus, especially with our rising middle schoolers and just trying to continue that focus, create that focus for them, and then continue that focus for our high schoolers. We've been partnering with one of our North American Mission Board missionaries here in Winston-Salem for the past year and a half or so. And every other week we go out and essentially have youth group at one of our lower income housing complexes here in Winston. And essentially it's just a place where we can just have church in a setting where people don't have transportation to get to church, in a place where the gospel is now making its kind of reach in that area. So
are you having your regular student ministry programming on location, or is that an extra event that you're doing?
So we've done it both ways. It kind of depends from month to month. Sometimes we'll designate our regular meeting and we'll move it to that location and just have youth there, just as a larger body with the community here in Winston. But then sometimes also we'll have our regular events here on campus, and then we'll take extra time on Sundays, usually 2 to 3, sometimes 4 hours, and go and just have church on location at that apartment complex.
Man, I think that is so cool. So tell me about how you're building relationships with the places that you're going to have those events. How do you go about locking down the location and getting in touch with the contact person and getting all the permissions and all that stuff? How does that work?
Right. Yeah. A part of that is really beautiful. Just in that the North American missionary David Parsons has been that point of contact, and the relationships that he has built already with that community. There's a level of trust there that's already developed with him, and so with him just kind of leading the charge for us, and I think the people just trust his opinion on who who they can relate to and how they can best relate to the youth group coming out. And so we essentially just have gone out week to week and just loved on the people there. Just wanted them to know that we care for them, and even though they don't have a way to get to our church, that the church is much broader than any one church name or one church location, that that they're God's children, and so just developing that trust kind of week to week has been our thought process, just in providing different things in terms of meals and just spending time in recreation, just a number of different things have taken place just to kind of build that trust along the way.
So talk about some of that, because one of my first thoughts was, you know, when you're on an ongoing basis taking a worship experience into a different context, and it's not always the same place that you're going to outside the church, right? You're in multiple places.
There are multiple places. Correct.
So what are you thinking through contextually for when you go into this place, we need to make this experience look this way or that way to reach these people? What are some of the factors you consider there?
Yeah, I think there's always, like, when you're planning and praying and thinking through what each event or, you know, each time you go out there, what it will look like, I think there's this ideal picture that you have in your mind. And almost every time you go out, it changes. It's different, and I think that's really of the Lord in a lot of ways, because it reminds us that God is the one that is in control, and that God is the one that we're proclaiming. It's the name of Jesus that we want to be proclaiming. And so, even though things don't always go exactly like we hope, we see that just by just showing them the love of Christ on a continual basis is and sharing the gospel kind of each week is proving just to be powerful enough on its own, and we know that to be true. Mm-hmm. And so I think what we try and do is have the kids prepared to lead a lesson each time we're out, and have a craft that is related to the Bible story that we want to teach that day. And so instead of trying to have one kind of large group meeting where it's easier to be distracted, we kind of split off into some groups and have some of our older teens actually lead the lesson. And then the gospel is also proclaimed through the different crafts that the younger kids are doing as well.
Man, I love to hear that you're prioritizing the gospel every time you're going out there. You're not just doing church and just taking church to the community, but you're preparing your students to speak the gospel and lead other students in the gospel in a place where they're probably not accepting the gospel to meet them.
Right. Sure.
Man, that's so cool. So tell me that your answer to this next question might be related to this one, but what is something that you are learning right now?
Oh, I think one of the main things I'm learning, especially in dealing with some of our younger youth right now is just, in trusting what God has planned for His church, not what Travis has planned for his church. I think that's something I'm learning that because I'm convicted by it, so I can kind of dream up all these scenarios in my mind of what we can be doing or what we should be doing. But I think essentially what I'm being convicted of here recently, just walking through God's word, is that I just need to trust in God's leading and the leading of the scripture to be our guide for what we are doing, what we're accomplishing. And again, that comes from, that's, I don't say that out of a sense of pride, but out of a sense of conviction. So it's a learning curve for me, even as a student pastor, just day to day, just in trusting in God's guiding in our church.
Man, I feel like I've been through that exact same journey. I don't feel like it. Yeah. I know that I have on several occasions been through that exact same journey. I wonder if you would be willing to be kind of vulnerable and talk about what circumstances led you to that place right now.
Yeah. I think there have been a series of things, even in the 4 years that I've been here at Bethany. There are kind of those highs in ministry where you feel like the students are thriving, just personal, you know, the youth ministry is going well, the college ministry is taking off, you know, things are happening. And so there's those spiritual highs, I think, in those moments. But then over the 4 years I've been here, there are also those moments where you begin to just question your own leadership even, and certain things can take place without going into any details, just certain things can take place that can feel like they just derail you and ministry in general. And so I think learning from those highs and lows has been the most beautiful thing over the last 4 years here at Besney, and just realizing that God has been the constant through all of those. So while I've felt those spiritual highs and even dealt with some of the lowest moments in ministry, God has been constantly and continuously faithful through all those moments.
Yeah, man, that's good. That's a lesson that all of us in ministry leadership need to have at the forefront of our thinking. So if you're listening right now and you are not in that place where you're realizing this ministry is the Lord's first, and you've just been given a position of leadership to steward the work that He's doing, then this is a good gut check moment. Where are you and how are you treating and stewarding and leading this ministry? Is it under your own power? Is it for your own renown, or are you fully surrendered to what God has going on in your ministry and in your life and in the lives of your students and leaders? So here's the next one. Where do you see God moving the most right now?
I think, we're right in the midst of VBS week right now. And so, as you're, I'm sure you've worked with VBS in churches before, and maybe are even this year. And so, you know, the busyness that week creates.
Yeah.
I think seeing our teenagers just pouring into the younger portion of our church and then also visitors has been really life-giving, even speaking of this week specifically, just seeing God move in the way that they are, in the way that they're ministering to others, and just genuinely loving on a younger portion of our congregation. It's been really great to see.
How do you have students serving in VBS? What roles are they filling?
So they serve in a number of different roles. Some assist in leading the teaching. Some assist through the recreation. Two of our youth are leading the music, and so there's a 20-minute portion of the program each night where they're leading the students through song, just kind of high energy, great time for the kids to learn the songs that Lifeway has put out through the material.
Yeah,
just a number of different roles that they're serving in this week.
That's cool. So, in your summer series, your summer programming, a question that we love to ask because it gives really good ideas to all of the other student ministry leaders is, what are you preaching through right now?
Yeah. So we just started a couple months ago walking through the Old Testament. We finished a series in Hebrews, and then we walked through a series where we were talking about kind of these IDK, these I Don't Know series, where we looked at questions that believers, even who are in the Word, but then also unbelievers, questions that they ask that are pertinent to the doctrine, to what we believe as followers of Jesus. And so we walked through that together, and then right now we're looking at walking through the Bible. And I have it again planned out, but this could change over the course of the next couple of years in terms of how long it takes us. But we're walking from Genesis to Revelation over the next 2.5 years.
Yes,
together.
You are. Genesis to Revelation in 2.5 years.
That's the plan. And again, that'll change. I mean, you'll have different weeks, different special events that will come up there, and I've tried to plan through those. But so part of that is we're using Explore the Bible on Sunday mornings with our high school youth, and so that is running kind of parallel to what I'm doing on Wednesdays, in some ways. And so they're getting that kind of same snapshot on Sunday mornings. And then Wednesday nights, I'm preaching through just the Old Testament stories. So some that are familiar to our kids and some that are not as familiar yet, just as important, that can sometimes be overlooked. And so we are starting Exodus 4 next week after VBS ends. And so we're just slowly but surely walking through that. And I think it's been a really beautiful thing to see. Even some of the stories that the kids know almost by heart, just as we walk through it and we see how it paints such a beautiful picture of God's provision and promise so many thousands of years ago that were pointing us to the revelation through the incarnation and crucifixion and resurrection of Christ. And so it's really, really beautiful to see how they're connecting those pieces, some of them for the first time, and just trusting God's provision from His covenant with Abraham to what happened on the cross. And so it's been really neat to see so far.
Man, what was your process in breaking down Genesis to Revelation in 2.5 years? Because it's not, you mentioned use Explore the Bible. I didn't know, by the way, that you're such a Lifeway supporter, but thanks for the shout outs.
Yeah, sure. No problem.
But, so when we write Explore the Bible, we're looking at for ongoing lessons every week. We've got a 9-year scope and sequence that we tried to break down to 6 years. Actually, mm-hmm. with this refresh, we said, okay, let's see if we can do it for 3 years. And then we realized that was going to be really hard for the way that we write our lessons. So we landed on 6 years. Yeah. I know from having walked through that building out a 2.5-year scope and sequence to get from Genesis to Revelation was no easy task. So what was your approach?
Right. I sat down and walked through some of the major stories that we see that I think give us the greatest glimpse of the Old Testament pointing to future revelation of Jesus. And so I tried to go through those major stories and break them down for what it looked like for each Wednesday leading over that course of time. And so you're piecing together some of it. And again, it may change. It may have to be extended, because even as we walk through kind of the latter part of Genesis, where we're looking at Jacob's story and some of the others, the story of Joseph, and it's spanning several chapters. It's hard to put all of that together in a Wednesday night, and so I have found, even in scheduling out that 2.5 years, that it may take more time than what we're looking at, and so that may very well be the case. But just looking at those major stories and how they're pointing us to what we'll eventually get to in the Gospels was my mindset and kind of breaking that down.
Man, I think that's so cool, and I love that you're thinking 2.5 years out from where you are right now. That is a very rare approach in the student ministry world, but it's one that I applaud you for.
Thanks.
Yeah, well done. I wish you the best in that.
Thank you.
And man, I can't wait. I want to put a reminder on my calendar for right around the time you land on Romans and see how long you end up having to spend in Romans.
That's right. I just on Monday mornings I spent some time in a discipleship group with some of our college age guys. And we just finished walking through Romans a few weeks ago, and it took us several months to do that. And so like I said, it could end up taking us much longer to get through it for sure.
Well, if it does, it'll be time well spent. So
sure, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I've got one more question for you, and I'll let you go. I know you're right in the middle of VBS. It's a busy season. So what's the best thing you've done for self-development lately?
Two things, I think. Not necessarily the question, I think you probably want the one main thing, but the Youth Pastor Summit back in April, I think was super beneficial.
Youth Pastor Summit, if you guys don't know, Youth Pastor Summit is a conference that is put on by Student Leadership University, and they're great friends of ours. We partner with them at all these events, and it really is. It is a killer conference, and it's free.
Which is unbelievable.
Yeah. Which one did you go to?
It was the one in Nashville.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
And so I was able to go with one of the other youth pastors here from Winston, and it was just an incredible time, just being refreshed, just being fed, just by hearing the word proclaimed, and so that's certainly one of the things. And then the other is just having an accountability group here in Winston that I spend some time with every month, that just speaks truth into my life. Some of the youth pastors that I can just be honest with, and it's just incredibly refreshing to be able to have that type of transparency on a month-to-month basis in ministry.
Man, what is refreshing to me is to hear that you're pursuing those relationships with other people in ministry, because you know as well as I do how isolating ministry can be. And
sure.
it's something that we encourage. I think all of us encourage everybody else to be in accountability groups and you know, to be in Christian community on a regular basis that will keep you on track. But as ministry leaders, we often feel like that's not something that we have time for or margin for, or we don't have enough people in our life that we trust enough to really have those conversations.
Right.
So, man, it's great to hear that. It sounds like you're doing so many things right. That's really cool.
Well, thank you. There's certainly like I mentioned earlier, the ups and downs of ministry, but God is that constant, and that's certainly what I'm holding on to for sure. So,
well, Travis, thanks so much for hanging with with me for the podcast, and we're praying for you for the rest of VBS week. I hope it's super fruitful. You got one more. Well, you have tonight, and then you'll have tomorrow left, or are you done?
You'll have tonight and tomorrow night. We'll have our closing rally tomorrow night. So
good deal. Well, I hope it's incredible. And thanks again, brother, for being with us.
All right, thanks, John Paul. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll talk to you later.
All right, thank you.
All right, see ya. Well, that wraps up this episode of the Lifeway Student Ministry Podcast. That was a great hot seat episode. I hope that you all can take some lessons from that and some encouragement from Travis and the things that he's doing. Well, hey, this episode has been brought to you by the Student Pastor Network, the premier training tool for all of your student ministry needs. So check it out at studentpastornetwork.com, and we will see you next time.